Hi, everybody. This is the podcast for tonight's Pop Rocks Radio show. The date is October the 5th, 2015. Tonight is a Monday. Had a real fun time tonight. We had rapper Ramon Revere on. Outstanding rapper. A lot of fun. Really cool cat. And just a fun time. Fun time. I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to get to that just as soon as we hear from a quick word from one of our show sponsors. And then on with the show. Hey, remember to continue to use my code POPROCKS when ordering from the show sponsors. They all have different, that'll get you different deals depending on the show sponsor and whatnot. It's important. Saves you some money, baby. Saves you some money. And then you can take that money and buy a painting. I'm kidding. Well, kind of. Anywho. Use that POPROXX and on with the show. Here it is. Enjoy.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Pop Rocks Radio Show, and I am your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show, man. I'm very, very excited tonight. We've got rapper Ramon Revere on. Ramon, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Jamie? How's it going? How's everything?
Oh, it's going great, going great. Now, we were just talking before we came on the air. You're originally from Miami, and you decided to move out west.
Like Westchester, Southwest Miami, Florida.
Nice. I was just down there. I was just down there, actually, a couple weeks ago. We went, me and my girlfriend both had a free Saturday, which is like, it's like the lunar eclipse or something around here. It's that rare.
Right.
And we decided, we're just like, man, let's do something. And that was, I don't know, I mean, I said that, and next thing I knew, we were going to the Crystal Castle, you know, that where that old guy made those crazy... He made a castle out of, like, I don't know, rocks or something. And
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. We went down there and listened about that for the after. It was nice. You know, it doesn't matter. When you're with your gal, you know, and the day's nice, it doesn't matter. You can go to IKEA and have a good time, you know. So out west, what happened was, what made you decide on the West Coast?
I just, you know, I think it was time for a little bit of change, you know. I've been in Miami my whole life.
Yeah.
I love it. It's my first love. I will always keep that in my heart. But, you know, it was time to venture out, you know, to different places. Hopefully by next year we can be up in New York, you know, Texas, you know. I mean, at this point I'm just trying to really expand my horizons as broad as I possibly can. And just, like, meet new people and just kind of, like, find different situations and just spread the music, you know. Make sure everybody, you know, can get a quick listen, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. And, you know, as an artist, you kind of – it's so refreshing to do that because you get a new take on things. You get a new lay of the land. And, hey, you're out of the humidity, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
that's
like
not
you
a
said,
bad thing
about
either.
The land, you know, like I'm actually, my mom's from El Salvador, so I definitely have a little in me, you know, got to be one with the land. And being out here in California has definitely made me get more in touch, you know, as far as like with nature, you know,
right.
I've kind of turned into like a little tree hugger out here, you know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that, man. There's nothing wrong with that at all. We need more of that in the world, you know?
Yeah, definitely, and you'll definitely find it in California. Definitely.
That is very true. I moved to Southern California when I got out of college. I lived down there for about 10 years, and I had grown up in Detroit and went to school in Boston. And I tell you, California, north or south, is just a totally different world. You know?
Yeah, it is, right?
I recommend anybody, if you're, you know, you're young and you're doing that, you want to see the world, you see a little something different, definitely head for the West Coast. It's interesting. You know, you can find cool places everywhere, though, you know. And I like it out there. I like it out there. A lot of people doing stuff out there. That's cool. And now Ramon's out there, too, doing stuff. Now, Now, have you been writing new stuff while you've been? Oh, I mean, we've got the new. We're gonna play. We've got three tracks we're gonna play in the show. But now, had you had the idea to do the Rico freestyle before the move, or was that like a result of the move? Would you say?
That was actually in result of Meek Mill dropped his album, and I got inspired,
uh-huh.
man. I got really inspired. So I found the instrumental to Rico, which is one of the songs on the album. And if you watch the video, the whole video was actually filmed in North California. So you can, you can see the mountains and the trees, and
right.
It definitely gives you that NorCal kind of vibe.
On more than one level.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on the internet.
Yeah.
We can say anything. I'm telling you,
you
won't find better. You won't find better. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, definitely not, man. I know it's a touchy topic with certain people, but,
yeah.
It's okay on the West Coast. It's not,
right.
Necessarily breaking the law when I'm doing my thing,
And you know what? I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, people, I don't know. You hear people get all bent out of shape. And for those who are tuning in, we are inferring the whole 420 culture and whatnot. Hey, that was a pretty good way to say that without saying it.
Yes.
But yeah, that is no different to me. Now, I've been around, I'm a little down the road from you age-wise, but I've been around a long time and I've seen a lot of things. Man, I've never seen any cat, beat up his old lady after he's partook. I've seen plenty
Definitely,
of drunk guys
not at
do
all.
That.
On a brighter side, if you look into it, man, there's a lot of positive things that are being done within the 420 culture as far as, like medically helping certain people
right.
that get seizures or if you look up CBD is one of the ingredients that helps fight cancer. So, if you do a little research, you would actually look into it. There's actually more positive coming out of it than there is negative coming out of it. And, but of course,
right.
Control with everything, everything in moderation, everything in control, let's just be
exactly.
safe and have a good time,
Exactly. Very, very wise words, I should say. Learn how to talk one of these days. Learn how to talk. Also, something else, for those who don't know, I've been doing a little bit of research and following Ramon for a little bit on Instagram and Facebook. And Ramon, you like to run. That's kind of different. Is that something you've always done, or is that a new California-inspired thing too?
No, yeah, I've always liked to run, and, that's just my time, that's my getaway. Throughout the years, I'm not as disciplined to it as I should be, although recently I mm-hmm. have been. I get away, man. I put on my Beats headphones, and I just, I run until I get tired, and I walk, and then, and I kind of get some energy again, and I run again. I know it's not easy, but the hardest
mm-hmm.
part is putting on your shoes.
Right.
That's the hardest part, is to put on your shoes and make that decision. I'm going to go for a run. And I highly, highly push it onto people, especially people that are a little older than I am, just to stay
uh-huh.
active, You don't even have
right.
to run. You can walk, just get your butt off the chair. And you will be healthier with time by remaining active. You won't stiffen up. You got to keep those pistons,
going,
working
yeah.
and moving. And just keep going. Because once you stop and slow down, it just makes it more difficult for you to be physically active afterwards. So, I definitely like to lead by example myself, and, you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's play a track, Ramon. We've got, I don't know how we want to do it. We'll figure it out together here. I've got the three. I've got Filthy, I've got the Rico Freestyle, and I've got Strange Behavior. What do you think we should play first for everybody?
I think the Rico Freestyle would be a nice introduction.
Cool.
It's like the most newest song. It's the most. It was written the most recent.
Awesome. Well, here it is, and we'll play it, and then we'll talk about it. This is Rico Freestyle.
Awesome.
Check it out, everybody. Okay.
Ah, man, annoying as fuck. Okay. Get it together.
FFF Max.
You might just get here with that Rico.
Ramon.
The Mojis hit me up like Papa, vamos en Rico. I think we're not Vegas, so we can meet at a casino.
Mirage.
They talking about smoking, well, I'm out here in Mendocino. These niggas are mad now, they can't do the math now. They're looking for beef while I'm milking the cash cow. I'm baking them hash browns. I see them talking, but I really just don't understand who they're talking to.
Who?
Me, I just do what I wanna do. Most of y'all couldn't walk away from the situation you're in if you wanted to, but me, I'm gone.
Wow.
You might just get hit with that Rico. That car you was pushing, I seen it get towed by the Reaper. I'm getting my 215, I ain't do nothing illegal.
Nothing.
I'm at Hotel California, but I don't listen to
California.
The Eagles. You seen what I brought to the table, though. Fuck it, I sat and I ate alone. Said I was bringing that good vibe.
What?
I ain't talking no vibrators, though.
No.
I be feeling like I'm Jay-Z when I'm within elevator doors.
Damn.
When these bitches start to punching and screaming, I stay composed. They try to make the show, and then I'm gone. I might just come through in a Regal. Pay some attention, you might just get hit with that Regal. Shout out to Philly McMillie and welcome home to Benny Siegel. I'm fresh off the 101, now I'm a Chico and Chico.
Soon as they find out I'm from Miami, they want Federico. A chick from Puerto Rico, soon as I step in, she say Federico. Oh no, the
police, they
don't suspect a thing. All these pawns lined up in the row to protect the king. Heads will roll, elbows on my whip, hitting in real low. Just drop something in real low. Had to learn this area well, I'm not from here. But all of my friends say I am the man now. Which side do you stand, the supply or the man? Cause you look like a guy with his hands out. Cops your hands up and put hands on you. So on the low, I have paranoia. Fuck around, be left in the forest, and they'll never find you in California. Or you from Florida, then you ain't from round here, little homie. You foreign, you where you a photo of us. It's a metaphor somewhere between Photoshop and Instagram, I'm sure of it.
Oh, there it is.
You might just get hit with that Rico. You might just wake up out of Myers flat around some tweakers.
Right.
Of course, if you lie to me, you might find yourself hauling ass from the Reaper. Shit only gets deeper. So don't force your demise. Keep it cool. Happy 4th of July.
And we're back, everybody. I don't know why. Anyway, that was Rico Freestyle, Ramon Revere. I like it, Ramon. That's a great track. That's a great track and a fantastic
awesome.
Video, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, when you shot the video, did you have a good time doing it? Are you one of those artists that like doing videos, or are they kind of a necessary evil? I've known both. What's your take on it?
I like shooting videos, but sometimes, you know, we might have to, like, you know, I guess maybe we don't have the permission to be where we are, so I get a little nervous.
Right.
You know?
I got you.
That might be the only time that it's a little, you know, I'm just a little thoughtful, a little mindful, and just, you know, no one coming in
That's
and kicking
right.
us off the property or kind of killing the vibe of a good video that we're already shooting. I mean, not that we break into anyone's house to shoot a video, but, you know, sometimes, you know, we might be, like, in a park or something, in the park, you know, the park security might tell us to get off or whatever. You know, just small stuff like that, right. No big deal. As you can see in the video, we're basically outside the whole time or whatever.
I hear you. Yeah, it seems like everybody, you know, do you have a permit to be doing, you know, I mean, everybody's got their hand out sometimes, you know.
And you know what? I respect it. You know, when they ask for the permit, you know, I guess at that moment I walk away and then I go ahead and I try to get the permit, you know. Sometimes, you know, right. sometimes you just simply have to ask the person and they'll, you know, get the permit for you. But it's always a good time shooting the videos. I love shooting the videos. It's always a little bit of a rush, and the results are always great, and I really appreciate that.
Right, that's awesome. Now you had a huge fan base here in all over really, but you know, you're a hometown guy in South Florida, Miami and whatnot, and you know, you've opened for some really big names and everything. You're kind of posed. I'm looking at my notes here. You kind of posed, it looks like, to start doing some stuff out there as well, right?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I'm always at work in my mind. I'm always
gotcha.
Digging for new. I'm always digging for new fossils, you know. So I always try my best to stay active and meet new people. And like you said, when you're an artist, you're just always in that little state of mind of, you know, expression.
Oh yeah, and you know, and even coupled with business too. You know, I can't walk into a bar or a venue or a club or something without thinking. You know, I'm like, I could do a show here. I could do, you know what I mean? It's not that I even really ever planned on doing it. It's just I always set it up in my mind.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
what I mean?
Like hard to like turn off the artist, right? Sometimes it like turns
right.
itself on without even asking you.
Exactly. That's cool, man. Well, when you started out, were you always a musical, like, were you a musical kid? Were you always rapping and stuff when you were a youngster?
A little bit of a jock as a youngster. I was
okay.
into basketball and stuff like that. Music came, it actually came along during the, like, during the troubled years, you know? I just
gotcha.
Needed some kind of output to all the experiences that were going on, and that was my way, you know, that was my way of, I mean, it started out as poetry, very simple, you know, spoken word poetry, but, you know, it caught a little rhythm, and, you know, we've been dancing ever since.
Well, that's cool. Now, you know, it interests me that you, you know, I went through that phase as well when I was a kid, when I was in my teens, I'll say, maybe a little into my early 20s. Gosh, I'm going to get emails now. You know, I was a little bit of a knucklehead. I admit, I didn't have a lot of world experience yet. And did you, I didn't get into too much trouble then. A little bit, but not too much. Did you go through like something similar? And what helped you? Was it the rap that helped you kind of get through that or come out of that?
And I don't even like to, you know, talk about, you know, religion or nothing, but, like, God got me through that pretty much.
Awesome. Baby, whatever it takes, you know what I mean? Whatever it takes.
Yeah, that's kind of my little secret weapon, you know what I mean? I put faith in my God, and that's kind of what got me through, you know, the good times, between times, that's kind of how I roll.
Right. I look back at those years, and I mean, I learned a lot. It's definitely valuable experience about myself and just, you know, how the game is played and whatnot. But also, I also look at that and say, man, I wasted some time. I could have been doing others, but I guess it just wasn't at that point yet. You know what I mean? I don't know. If I ever have kids,
you know,
I
mean, everything
I've
has its
time.
You know, sometimes.
Right.
You can go back and, you know, reminisce and think about, oh, maybe I could have done this, but maybe it just wasn't time for that, you know. Everything has
right.
its time and place, and, you know, eventually everything will come to the light. And you kind of realize later why it didn't happen before, and it kind of all makes sense.
That's true. I love it. Very, very wise world. So you're out in California now. You're running every day. You're living life, loving life. Man, it's pretty cool. That's not bad work, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Is your family and everything back here in South Florida? Well, folks, I think we got the call dropped. We will. This will be, of course, cut out from the podcast. But let me try to get Ramon back here. Let's see what we got here. Oh, here he is.
I'm sorry.
Amazing. Here he is. No problem. I can hear you now. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm out in California. I'm running every day. I'm in between mountains, and the phone service sucks.
That's okay. Hey, what I wanted to ask is your folks and your family and everybody back here in Miami, right?
Yeah, definitely. Miami is definitely my foundation. A lot of family, friends. I miss them like crazy. But, hey, they're all welcome to visit. I'm out here, man, if they want to come to the West Coast.
I was just going to say, are you going to come back and visit first, or they probably going to come out there and visit you, I imagine.
I was just I was just in Miami like a couple weeks ago, but quick, because my little nephew was born, my little nephew Nathan. Shout out to Nathan. So I just went to visit him really quick, and I just came right back. But
that's awesome. Well, congratulations. He's healthy and everything's good. Mom's doing all right.
Great, Jamie. Yeah, man. Thank you so much. That actually means a lot, man. That's like the highlight of what's going on in my life lately, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's the thing that'll get you through. You know, you turn on the news and you see all this craziness and everything. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's always, there's always something going on. But then when you have a moment like that where you know, here's a new life. Here we go. That's what makes it good, you know?
Yeah, man. It puts everything into perspective. Things that mattered for a second don't matter anymore at that moment. It kind of just helps you figure some things out, man. But it's a blessing, man. Thanks for asking. Baby's healthy, and, you know, I'm just trying to be the best uncle I could be right now.
That's cool. That's awesome. That's a lucky kid, man. He's got a cool uncle. Very cool. Let's play a track. Say again?
Well, yeah, so I'm trying my best.
Well, that's all you can do, and I think that's a good thing. What do you think we should play next, Ramon? Should we do Strange Behavior or should we do Filthy?
Strange Behavior would be cool. Strange Behavior is actually on iTunes right now. So if you go to iTunes, Strange Behavior, Ramon Revere, I think it's only 99 cents. It's like
the same amount of
a cheeseburger or something.
Exactly. That's cheaper than one of them new black bun Whoppers that they have at Burger King. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, right.
The,
black bun Whoppers.
I don't know why people are eating those, but they are. We live in a weird world full of people that have strange behavior. Here it is. This is featuring Louis K. Strange Behavior, Ramon Revere. Check it out, everybody.
Tell them how that go. They don't seem to really care. Where you come from? I'm from Dade County. Never been in jail, but I'm walking out of county. Spill a little beer, I pick it up with Bounty. Bounty hunters all around me, getting rowdy. I've been hustling, sleeping in the trap house. Before these little niggas started listening to Trap House. Fighting to electro, banging out a hard style. Now I'm on that techno, fucking to that deep house. I don't even freestyle, I don't settle. Trade in your morals for a pair of stilettos. I don't go to Getty's,
I go to ghettos, but I feel like an OG, like Geppetto. But fuck all that dope, I just came in the game, baby, commando.
Hey baby,
how the fuck they snort all that blow? This is my song, tell them how that go. We got some people over there, and we got people over here, and they don't seem to really care with their guns in the air like, boom, 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 get let go, 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 no, go, 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 go. Why you act so strangely?
Oh, Strange Behavior by Ramon Revere, featuring Lewis K. Awesome track, Ramon. Very cool. Very cool. I dig that drop in there. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a little more up-tempo.
Yeah, man, that's cool. That's cool. Now, what was the, I don't know, you were just inspired and threw that one down. Was it, I'm a painter by trade. You know, I paint pictures. Sometimes the paintings are easy, you know, they come, I see it, I'm like, okay, I know what I got to do here. And then sometimes they fight me at every turn. With that, and you can never tell at the end, you know, people look and say, oh, that's great. And I'm like, man, you have no idea. You know, I never say anything. But with that track, was that a easy one or was that a difficult one?
I think that was written in maybe like 10 minutes.
Really?
15 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
was like
cool.
A quick, like, I mean, it just came to me so quick. I wrote it down. I recorded it. They mixed and mastered it same night. It was like a blink of an eye. And the song was done. And it was, I mean, it just has a little swing to it. You know, I played it for, like, my little cousins, and they danced to it. So, you know.
Right.
We got to be cleared out. Lewis K, which his new name is Liano, changed his name. He actually made the beat. So, you know, he liked the song a lot as well. So we got together and we put it on iTunes. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on iHeartRadio. It's on Amazon, you know?
Nice. Nice. Well, that's very cool. I can't, man, I love it when things just, because it's so nice when things do just come together like that. It's like, man.
It's natural. It's organic.
Yeah. You know, I when that happens, I imagine that's what Babe Ruth used to feel like when he clocked those balls out of the park. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a good feeling.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break to hear from a couple other of our show sponsors. We'll be right back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. I just wanted to quickly remind you, right now until October 15th on the MetalBabeMayhem.com website, if you use my code POPROCKS, POPROCKS, you save 20% on your total order. 20%, baby! Again, so when ordering from MetalBabeMayhem.com, throw in my code POPROCKS, P-O-P-R-O-X-X. Get that savings, baby. Get that savings. Then you can use that savings to buy a painting. I'm kidding. Well, kind of.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine,
Colorful Fluorite, The Other Side of the Sun, Earth's Treasures Brought to Light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's Treasures Brought to Light.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Yourwebdesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Cool. Well, you know, one of the cool things, folks, I want to tell you about iTunes that I learned this a couple months ago. I didn't know this. But if you hear a track on iTunes and you can buy it, of course. But what you can also do is you can send it to somebody. All you got to have is their email or their Instagram.
You can send them like a gift.
Exactly. So if somebody's having like a bad day, or you forget somebody's birthday or something like that, or send them a track. How cool is that? Everybody.
I was actually thinking about that, like for Christmas or something. You know, you can send like your songs to everybody. You know. Everybody likes, you know, we're in an era where people don't even want to buy music anymore. You know, it's hard to get someone to reach in their pocket and pay for a song when they can just go download it for free. And, you know, I can't help but stress that to the younger people. They don't understand that. I'd be like, yo, I just spent $10 on iTunes. They're like, really? You bought music? Really? I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm not going to steal it, you know. But they don't understand that. They don't look at it as stealing music. They look at it as,
right,
you know, I'm just downloading it for free, you know.
Right. They don't think about it. You're absolutely right. And there's, you know, it costs money to make this stuff. You know, it isn't free. You know, it isn't. You know, there's money and time. You know, I mean, it's. I can't stand it. I can't stand when I hear people downloading stuff for free. It really. It bugs me. I tell you, What happened, Ramon, is a couple years ago I was in L.A. and hanging out with these people, and we were going to this club, and you're like, oh, you know, let's go to this club. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go to the club. I'm single. I was out wolfing around, you know. And we went to this club, and there's always a bunch of people, a bunch of kids, usually girls or whatever, out front passing out flyers, you know, to other clubs or the after club or wherever, you know. And somebody hands me this flyer, and it's got one of my paintings on the flyer. Nobody asked me to use that, you know. I was like, well, okay, you know, I better not have to pay cover to get into this bitch.
Right. Is that, you know? You're like halfway flattered because they wanted to use something you did, but at the same time you feel slightly off because no one reached out
exactly.
to you and tried to pay you what you deserve.
That's right. And you're absolutely right. The reality is, even if they, you know, I don't know these people, and if they would have emailed me and said, you know, hey, that painting, that's a cool painting, man. We're trying to do this club. We're doing the best we can. Can we use that for a flyer? I would have said absolutely and blasted it all over my social media. You know what I mean? I would have been really flattered and honored, and I wouldn't have charged them, you know. But it kind of, it did annoy me when they just took it, you know. I would like.
Yes.
And I imagine that musicians like you, you got to feel like that, you know, when people just steal from you, you know. That ain't cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But, I mean, sometimes, I mean, at least right now, you know, I just want people to hear the music. I would really like the message to get across. I mean, I know that I need to make a living off it, and that's the only way things will work. But, you know, there's the first reason why I do this, you know, and I never forget
right.
that first reason. And a lot of people do. They forget, you know, this music came at a time when we were all sitting in a dark room, and it was our only light, you know, that guided us to see. And, you know, that's why music is so powerful, and people all over the world that don't even understand the language to a song can still sing along because music is feeling, you know, and that
mm-hmm.
language is universal. And I just
that's
always
cool.
try to remember that while I'm on this journey of making music. That's what it really stands for.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Awesome. Well, let's play your track Filthy now. Well, yeah, here it is. We'll play it and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
This is Filthy.
Let's do it.
Check
Filthy.
It out, everybody.
Never give up.
All my real niggas holler back.
This is real life shit, no holograms. And these little girls got it bad. Like where you going and when you coming back? Paranoid when you're with me, young rebel. I'm the motherfucking voice of the city. My clean bitch filthy, my whole crew filthy. I talk so much shit, now my laptop filthy. My DJ filthy, the sound man filthy. We all just partied and we still feel filthy. Damn.
That was filthy, Ramon Revere. I like it. I like it. Now, Ramon, did you have somebody in mind when you wrote that, when you threw that one down?
Maybe I had like a few, like a little bit, like I had like a small football team in mind. I'm just kidding.
Nice. Are you a? Let me ask. Are you a big football fan? Hey, did you hear about what? Speaking of football, we're going to change the show to sports talk now. Did you hear what went down with the Dolphins today?
I heard. The coach got fired.
Yeah, history. Well, you know.
I mean, look, you know, my father was a big Oakland Raiders fan. When I was a younger guy, when I was a little kid. And that was kind of like the household commandments were based on the Oakland Raiders. So, like, and the Dolphins, you know, because I'm from Miami, I will always have a place in my heart for the Dolphins, especially Dan Marino.
Right.
But, like, them boys got to get it together, man. They got to
– No, I'm telling you.
They got to, like – do yoga classes together or something. I don't know. They got to figure it out.
You know, it's hard. It's hard in Miami, too. You know, the Heat every so often are pretty good. That's, you know, that they work out pretty well. But I tell you, in our house, my girlfriend and her family, they're from here. And, man, they're big Panthers fans. And, you know, the hockey team. And I'm like, it's hard to be a Panthers fan when it's just, you know, they got to do something. It's hard to get excited about it to any team. I don't care where you're at. If they're just, you know, loss after loss, after loss, you know, it just gets old. I don't
know. Yeah, right now in football, I'm kind of leaning more like towards the Green Bay Packers. I actually visited Lambeau Field a couple years ago, man. You know, the Packers
nice.
Have a pretty strong foundation, man. Like Aaron Rodgers is fucking one of the best quarterbacks I've seen in a few years.
Right. Well, you know, we'll see how they do this year. I'm hoping. I like to see a good team. You know, I like to see a good game, and you know.
Yeah, like the Packers always win, but like I kind of like it when like an underdog kind of comes out of nowhere and makes things happen.
Right. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Well, like we said, folks, you can go to Instagram, Twitter, iTunes, Amazon, all you got, it's all the same. Ramon Revere, we've got links up, of course, and you can find and follow and tweet and subscribe and all of that. You know?
Yeah, man. Very cool. Hit me up, send me an email. We might chat it up over lunch, whatever you guys want.
That's
but,
right.
Definitely, all inquiries, you can hit up my manager, UB. His information is pretty much up on all the social media sites as well for all serious business inquiries. But as far as the fans, are more than welcome to, you know, follow me. I read all my messages, you know. I might even write back here and there, you know. But you know how it is. People be a little weird sometimes, so you got to filter all that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah,
man. Jamie, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be back on very soon, man. Like, you'll definitely,
very cool.
This is definitely not the last time you hear from me.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear what's up next in Ramon Revere, Revere land. And I think that's great. Enjoy that Northern California scene there. Man, it can't be beat. can't be beat.
Cool, man. Maybe next time I'm in Miami, we'll grab a burger or something.
Sounds good. Hey, everybody. We will have this show converted to a podcast and up on iTunes and all of that, probably in about an hour. So stay tuned for that. And I want to, if you're listening to this in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit the ratings and review. Doesn't cost anything. It just takes a second, and it helps with our placement in iTunes. It's real technical. I don't know how it works, but they tell me to say that. So do that. Appreciate it. Ramon, have a great night and a good run tomorrow morning. I know you're going to be doing that. And I just can't wait to see what happens next with you.
Hey, Jamie, you have a great night as well, man. I appreciate your time. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Take care.
We will be back, everybody. Tomorrow night is Tuesday. We've got a fantastic indie film called The Bird on. We've got filmmakers on with us. We're going to be talking about that. And, we've got a full week of shows. Thursday, we've got country and pop singer Caitlin Barbie. And Friday, we've got we were supposed to have Casablanca, this fantastic crazy metal band out of Sweden. Man, you guys are going to be blown away by them. They are just awesome. They were supposed to be on last Friday. We had to switch it to this Friday. So that will be happening this week. We will see you all later tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.